First off, I want to get into this report that was issued by the American Psychological Association. Got a lot of media, and it has to do with boys and men and what makes them boys and men. Well, just saying that much is a touchy subject anymore. Shouldn't be, but is. This has to do with masculinity and roles of masculinity and something they call toxic masculinity. What to make of all this? Well, you know we're going to ask the good doctor here, Dr. John Braccio. Or you can always find the podcast at drjohnb.com, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. And he's on the other end of our line right now. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. How are you? I hope you're doing okay.
I'm doing A-okay today, but I was a little surprised, not so much about the report, which, full disclosure, I haven't read all of, but some of the media reporting on it, which seemed to cherry-pick a couple of key portions and focus on toxic masculinity. In other words, you know, boys being boys, something you can't say anymore because boys may not be boys, and it puts a label on. The label wasn't always thought to be a bad thing. Now it is. What do you make of this?
Well, I think what happens is with a report like this, which the intent, I'm sure, was really meant to be good, and there may be a lot of good that comes from it, but what it did, in my opinion, in looking at it, it kind of took the most negative aspects of, we'll call them the stereotypes, or we'll call them the other traits of males, and said some things that are fairly obvious at one level, like if a person is an extreme, pushy, controlling, and negative, or feels they have to be that way, that can limit psychological development.
All right.
Just the points made, it can constrain their behaviors in a negative way. It can lead to gender role strain. It can negatively influence mental and physical health. I think that's rather evident, but we do have categories for things like that. Antisocial behavior, narcissistic behavior, could be substance abuse. So I think that to take some traits that could be very positive, because like in a lot of traditional homes, you still have where you have the male that is the person who is the primary breadwinner, and you have the wife looking after the children. And if that's a role that people choose, there's really nothing wrong with that. And I think you could read a report like this, and if you choose to, you could read that this could be a negative role, and it would be an inappropriate. You could argue, I'm not seeing that said.
Right.
And I think at a time that men are really not doing all that well statistically. Obviously, the very well-to-do are, but we're talking about falling behind in school, alarming rates of suicide, median wages lower than a generation ago. And is it really wrong to want to be physically, mentally strong and being competitive? So I think a report like this, good intentions, has some good things, but you could take from it that being aggressive, being assertive, being competitive, moving forward, that would be a negative. I think if it goes to an extreme, but that would be. And of course, there are many women that are like that too. It's not like you can just generalize that men are this way, women are that way. You can certainly find certain characteristics that seem to be true, but it may be true, but to try to put something like this together, and if you could just see psychologists, people, therapists looking at this and maybe looking upon what we would call appropriate behavior as being negative behavior, what I think the goal is really to be talking about when certain behaviors go too far and become very negative. The danger, as I've said before, you could have women behaving the same way. So it is it's an interesting document. It'll get a lot of...
Well, wait a minute. You just said women behaving the same... Wait. You just said women behaving the same way. Well, no one's talking about toxic femininity. But if there's a toxic masculinity, can there be toxic femininity, or is that an impossible thing to conceive of? I'm wondering if our terms we come up with here can be in some ways harmful, even though they're intended to be helpful.
Well, I think that is true. See, my point is, it isn't like all men behave one way and all women behave another way.
Well, that's true.
I think we have characteristics that are negative. Like, if you have an antisocial, pugilistic, negative personality, those come with men and women, but we don't call that, like, toxic, you know, femininity. So I think there's a danger in stereotyping, particularly trying to take negative traits that could be seen as positive in the right way. That I think is the danger, because if you're working with someone who's competitive, who is aggressive in a positive way, is trying to move forward, you could see that as negative if you wanted to, where it could be a very good trait, whether it's for a man or for a woman. So I think there'll be a lot of talk about this set of guidelines. I just think there's a danger and using, like, toxic masculinity,
sure.
call it whatever you want. And I think people have a choice to develop the way they desire. If they're really not hurting other people, they're not doing things wrong. If you want to be an assertive, aggressive, call it whatever you will, move forward in life, that's fine. If you're in a relationship where two people have chosen how they're going to run their relationship and will take the traditional role, if you will, where you have the man working, the wife is looking after the children. That of course, can be reversed. I'm not saying that's the only way to go, but that this is the kind of a thing where you could all of a sudden start saying that would be inappropriate. That's not exactly what this is saying. I don't want to make it all negative.
Yeah.
But I think we do have to beware for something like this, that it could be taken the wrong way.
But one of the pull-outs I saw from this was saying, you know, it was, you know, checking some bullet points in a young male who's, you know, kind of like an alpha male, who's very competitive, can tend at other times to be kind of a loner, maybe alone in thoughts, a little stoic, but also very physical, very forward. This is a negative thing. And I said, well, boy, they just described Teddy Roosevelt. Who's either borderline to some psychological issues as a president, or one of the greatest presidents, and we put him on Mount Rushmore and a highlight of an American ideal. I just think that it's more complicated than just coming up with a term and saying, okay, we've got everybody labeled, let's just move on. It doesn't work that way.
I think you're absolutely right, and I do fear that people could read something like this and they could misinterpret it and all of a sudden take what traits that are very positive human traits, let alone
sure.
we can call them male traits, and all of a sudden we turn them into a negative. In fact, you could even argue on the other side that women are encouraged to behave in the way that some men are being trashed, in a sense, like, you know, being aggressive, being assertive, moving forward in life. So gender is always a complicated thing to be trying to talk about. But again, I think here we're taking we'll call extreme traits of men. Well, we'll just say we're talking about men, and kind of assuming that maybe more men have them than do not, and one, it could be negative at one end. But on the other hand, we do have diagnoses for people, for men or women, that would meet some of the concerns that are raised here. So to all of a sudden just kind of put it out there as this is how men behave, there may be men that behave that way, and if they do, that would be a negativity. But again, we are at a time where men are actually kind of falling in many ways in society.
Well, and Doc, you look in our society and you see the number of families where there are no positive, strong male role models, and that's cited in how many court cases, in how many sets of social work. I get it, but then when you try to have it, and you have people who were brought up that way, you're told, no, you guys are really, you put too many eggs in that basket. I don't know that you can have it both ways. So I guess I ask our society, which is it? Do you want strong male role models to influence other young men and even young women on how to behave and vice versa? Or do you want nothing? And you get young people looking in a vacuum. Well, where do I model myself from here? And what is the role model? Because kids love, they like to have role models. And they're not just superheroes at the latest Marvel movie. So, I think these are fair questions to ask. But when I see that labeled as toxic masculinity, and some of those are not necessarily negative traits, it catches my attention. I know it caught yours as well, very much so.
Well, I think, stoically working hard, being competitive, being aggressive in a good way, these are not negative traits, and we should be encouraging people to be moving forward. And I might add, in spite of what these guidelines might say, those are going to continue to be the people that are successful at moving forward in life, whether they are men or women. So I think we just want to. And another thing, too, if you don't fit these characteristics, fine. You could be whoever you want to be. Now, that, I think, is positive. If you choose to not be competitive, not be stoic, whatever it might be, there's nothing wrong with that either. I think a better way to approach something like this, and it may be worked out, is that certain traits taken too far can lead to psychological problems. But to try to say that if you have these traits, that this is what's going to happen, and I don't think that's really the intent, but that's a way that someone could read this. So there's a lot to be done here. But again, we want hardworking, we want successful, we want men that are going to be good models for other men.
You bet.
We have good relationships with women and be good models for their sons and daughters, so we can even get back, we'll say, more to relationships where children have good role models of both sexes, which I think we may be kind of underestimating in our society, which is a little beyond what this report is, but I think it's a reasonable thing for society to take a look at what we need to be developing to keep the society moving forward.
Well,
toxic
masculinity is part of the subject of this new report out by the APA. We discussed it today. You'll find the podcast always at drjohnb.com. It's always great to have you on, my friend.
Always the same with you, Dave. Have a good day, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. It's an important topic. It's one worth at least mulling over a little bit more. So do so if you get a chance. We're going to be coming back here in just a bit. By the way, accident Waverly and 496, that has traffic slowed down there. It's going to be one of those mornings with fog and frozen precip out there. Be careful. The plows are out spreading material, but it's going to be crunch time today. We're back in a flash, 1320. Don't go away. This is WILS.